and we'd make good money. Yes, we had some shows come to town.
But if you wanted to see many of them, you'd have to come up to Atlanta and go to them.
That's right. But of course, back then, we didn't go like we folks do now. Didn't have the cars and all to go when I was a child. We first had the buggies, you see, and the trap and two horses. We didn't go to Atlanta. Huh. Yeah, my daddy would trace around my either my old shoe, my foot, when he's going to Atlanta and bring my shoes from Atlanta. And if they heard, I was afraid to say so, Fred wouldn't get any more. Huh. I thought, oh, well, they're so pretty, I want to keep them, and if I tell him, I'll have to wait till he goes to Atlanta again, and so I better keep them. So he died to keep them when they should have gone back. But that was it. We didn't go to Atlanta much. So when he went, he'd get what things we had to have like that. And I always remember my pleasure in going to Atlanta as a child was bananas. Evidently, we did not have them in the little towns. Maybe they spoiled too quickly. I don't know. But it was a treat when I went to Atlanta to buy bananas. And my mother had a time to keep me from eating on the car, train coming home. She didn't think it very nice to eat on the train. And she tried to make me wait till I got home to begin eating the bananas. But that was the joy of my trips to the city, buying bananas. I still like them.
And you came in wagons?
Oh no, we were there after we had trains. I never went to Atlanta in a wagon. Yeah. I never went to Atlanta until we had trains.
You're talking about the wagons. Do you have what kind of, say you have a wheel and you want to put something on it so it doesn't squeak so much?
They use grease. I don't know what sort of grease. Axle grease, they called it. Because it was used to grease the axles of the buggies and the horses. You know, it's a long time before they had top buggies. They didn't have any top over them. Then as a child, I began to see them with a top over them when they come to town. But before that, they didn't have a top on them. More like a little wagon if they came in.
But they always put this stuff around the wheels.
Yeah, that grease. Greased it with axle grease. Keep it from squeaking. And I reckon make it run lighter too, I should think. And most all little towns had some sort of place to tie the horses in town. Our courthouse way back, they had a fence around it, a rail fence. And they tied the horses to that when they'd come to court or just come to town. They could unhook the horse from the buggy and tie them to that fence. Or they'd put them there with them to the buggy and leave them if it wasn't going to be all day. But a heap of them hitched them and tied them to that. And they had a water trough. I don't know whose business was to fill it, because we didn't have waterworks back then. We had a well, but we had a well and a trough for the horses and mules to drink water around the courthouse square. I didn't ever see that fence. It's gone for my day, but they did have one. They told me fence around there. But after I came there, in front of all those stores, they'd have hitching posts for their customers to hitch horses to.
So when you were burning, when say you're burning things in your stove, you use coal all the time?
No, we didn't. We used wood. I told you we had wood, and I told you about the outhouse there where it's divided. Up here was coal. On this side we used in the grates in the house. But on the other side was this wood we kept dry to go in the stove.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant inside in the fireplaces. You used
coal. I can't remember. Now, it was real, of course, stylish after I got old to have a wood fireplace and big logs. And, of course, my grandparents would have the big log fires.